This is Ozarks at Large. The Oklahoma Department of Health has confirmed the state's first death due to Heartland virus, a new tick-borne illness discovered in the Mid-South. So far, no cases have been documented in Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with an Oklahoma epidemiologist to find out the status of the virus and how to avoid being bitten.
9 cases of the Heartland virus, a tick-borne illness, had been documented, first in 2009 in Missouri and later in Tennessee. A 10th case was confirmed in Oklahoma. Becky Kaufman is an epidemiologist with the Oklahoma Department of Health.
This year, last month, in fact, in May, in Oklahoma, we learned of a positive lab result indicating Heartland virus through CDC testing. Right now, the only labs that can test for Heartland virus are the ones at the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, because they are doing a research project. It's not a finalized, approved test that can be used by commercial labs yet. So a healthcare provider had gone through the state health department and used the CDC to test the patient for Heartland virus, and it came up positive. So then we were notified, and we started further investigation at that point.
The Delaware County individual died. One other death has been reported. Becky Kaufman says only a certain kind of tick transmits this disease.
Amblyomma americanum. It's also called the easier name for that is the Lone Star tick. And this is still under investigation, but right now it's thought that it's probably the Lone Star tick that's carrying this. So some ticks are infected with it, and they can spread it to a human or an animal by taking a blood meal. When they take the blood meal, or which we generally call it a tick bite, but really it's they're consuming some of our blood. They also inject some of their saliva, and that saliva is what's contaminated with the virus. And in a matter of a few days, basically pretty much I think it's between 1 and 10 days, then if that tick had Heartland virus, then that person would start to have symptoms.
Female Lone Star ticks have white spots in the middle of their backs. The males do not. Lone Star ticks may also transmit southern tick-associated rash illness, Starry, Ehrlichiosis, and tularemia. The American dog tick is the primary carrier of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The Heartland virus made big news after it was first identified in Missouri in 2009, after two farmers landed in the hospital with a mysterious illness, suffering from terrible fever, fatigue, headache, and nausea.
Just like most of the tick-borne infections, they all involve having a fever. And then in this case, this not so much a rash like we would see with other tick-borne illnesses, but feeling extremely tired, having a headache, having muscle aches, kind of like what we call flu-like symptoms where you're just achy all over. Those are the types of things, loss of appetite sometimes, sometimes problems with bruising easily. Not everybody's the same. And then, again, I just want to say when our Oklahoma case was identified, it was just the 10th case in the nation that had been confirmed. So we're still learning about this virus, but this is what we know from the first 10 cases about symptoms.
Some tick-borne illnesses are bacterial, so can be treated with antibiotics. But no vaccines or medications yet exist to prevent or treat Heartland virus.
For an antibiotic that's specific to that type of bacteria, for a viral infection, if you have the flu, there are antiviral medications specific to the flu. But in most cases for viral infections, there are not treatments and certainly not antibiotics. Antibiotics don't work.
Some infected tick bites may leave a telltale rash. The tick carrying the Heartland virus does not.
I wish it were that easy, but unfortunately that's not the case. It's going to look like any other tick bite.
To prevent being bitten, use insect repellents containing DEET or a picaridin, spraying your socks and boots especially, and if possible, wear long pants tucked into your boots.
But the probably most important thing besides doing all of those is to check yourself for ticks daily when you've been outside. And if you have been out in the morning and you weren't going to go back out again the rest of the day, then just go ahead and check yourself then. You know, the sooner the better. And especially ticks like to burrow, you know, along your waistband or in your groin or in your armpit. They like, you know, tight skin folds or places where your clothes are tight to you. So just check all over. Maybe get somebody to help you check. Use a mirror, you know, look on your back. And then when you find a tick, you want, don't do that thing of touching it with a lip match or a, you know, that you just blew out or with a fingernail polish remover or anything like that. Because what that does is it makes the tick regurgitate, expel the saliva that has the germs in it into your system. And you want that not to happen. So just get some tweezers, get down as close to your skin as you can to grab the tick's head and just pull it straight out at the angle that the tick is in your body.
If you remove a tick within a few hours of latching, chances of getting sick are greatly reduced, experts say. If you must venture into the woods or meadows, you risk becoming a tick host. This time of year, seed ticks are out. These tiny hatchlings tend to hang out in gangs, swarming up your arms and legs, impossible to remove individually. So the best way to deal with that? Duct tape. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.